The Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Simon Tofresh Tzadi He. Omer al Anisim Bebirkas HaMazon Bebirkas HaOretz. So we're talking about Purim, and we have to add al Anisim in the second bracha, which is called, we call it No Delecha, but he calls it Birkas HaOretz. Vehine im Shachach al Anisim Kosa Bishut Marshal the Tzorech Lachzor. Wow, that's pretty wild. So the Marshal says that you have to repeat benching if you forgot al Anisim. Now why is that so? The B'Shabbos V'Yontif U'Purim the Lo Sagi the Lo Ochil Pas, which is a double negative, but it really means you have to eat a pas, is machzirin also. Now, since the Torah requires, or the halacha requires, that you set up a suda, if you leave out yalavi, if you leave out, again, on Shabbos and Yontif, we mean ritzei on Shabbos, yalavi yavo on Yontif, al anisim on Purim. So if you omitted it, then since you're chayv to be koveya suda, therefore you have to repeat benching. The Purim hitilu chazal al kol bnei Yisrael laso so some yemei mishte v'simcha v'chmirbo lesser betainis yoser mivshabosos v'yomim tovim d'shari betainis chalom. Wow. So on a Shabbos or a Yontif you're allowed to fast the tainis chalom, but on Purim you're not allowed to fast the tainis chalom. So you see that the Iser tainis is more chamur on Purim than is on Shabbos and Yontif. That's a chiddush. He says, "V'chein bar garsinan beperek elu dvarim mar baravina havi yosiv kule shaita betanisa bar miatzarta v'yomi depurim depuraya." So I guess this mar bered ravina was a big tzaddik, and he used to fast the whole year round. I guess he ate at night because he can't fast the whole year round. But there were 2 days in the year where he would not fast. And that is on Atzeres, on Shavuos, and on Purim. Says the Marshal, Im Kein Svarahu, Delo Gara Misuda Shabbos. That just like in the case of Shabbos, you have to be Koveh Suda and you have to eat a pas, so too on Purim, which is even more Chomer than Shabbos, you have to be koveh suda on a pas. Hence, if you leave out al anisim in benching, you have to repeat benching. And now he quotes a Rosh. The Rosh says, "Ochlu besudas yontif, demechuyev lechol pas." Oh, I'm sorry. The Rosh says in Perek Shloshesha Ochlu in Masech the Brachas that besudas yontif, the mechuyav lechol pas mishum simcha, and that's called chalkeu chetzia lachem chetzia lashem mishum hachi machzino so beyond to be alaviyovo beberkas hamos and kol shkein besudas purim shenikva lemishte v'simcha to be ina lechol pas umachzirino so. See, the interesting thing here in my mind is that Purim is a day of mishta, but you could be mekayim that by eating basar, by drinking yayin. Is it absolutely clear that you have to be koveh suda lapas? Maybe that's what we do, maybe, but
our opinion, I think Rabbi Ben Nun, I think, holds if you're just if you eat meal, then that's, even if there's no bread, it's a meal, but that's achid.
What, on Purim he's talking?
I think in Bichlal.
Oh, in general, you see, even on Shabbos and Yontif, you mean?
Well, during the week, yeah, a person's just eating a big meal. They didn't eat any bread, but it's a big meal, so then he halts, you bench anyway.
Ah, okay. But I was thinking something different. My thought was that who says that to be koveh simcha, you have to eat bread? I can have a simcha dika meal with many different things and delicacies and homintashen and meat and wine. I'm not sure. He's saying that since the Isur Tainis on Purim is more chomur, and the proof is that there's no Tainis Chalom on Purim, and the Gemara talks about Mar Bered Ravina, that he would fast the whole year round, but he would not fast on Purim. So it makes sense that if in a Yontif we have a mitzvah of Simcha, or on a Shabbos we have a mitzvah of Suda, how much more so on Purim you should have a Suda. But you know, I'm not sure if it has to be a Suda. The whole purpose here is Simcha. Maybe I can achieve Simcha without a Suda. So now he quotes the Mogen Avraham. The Ein Machzirin also Kilomatzinu Shechayev Lechol Pas Purim. So there is such a shita that you don't find anywhere that you have to eat pas on Purim and be kovei asud al pas. Umatzi lemiftar nafshe b'shar mataamim. Oh, very good. He can achieve simcha. That's how I would interpret it, by eating some delicacies, you know, whatever he enjoys, and therefore you don't have to repeat benching if you forget Al Anisin. So what is at the essence or at the heart of this machlokas here between the Marshal and the Mogen Avraham? We're going to take a look at this Vanira Lomar, which is the Gvuris Yitzchak, and he says that the Iker Chiv of Pas on Yontif, he says, on based on a Rosh, is because of Simchas Yontif. So if the reason why you have to be Koveh Asud Al HaPas on Yontif is because of Simcha, then the same logic should apply to Purim. Correct? So that would be a very good explanation for the Marshal, that the Marshal assumes that you have to be Koveh Pas on Purim, just like you have to be Koveh Pas on Yontif. And the common link between the two is Simcha. So again, unless we argue that there's a difference between the Simcha of Yontif and the Simcha of Purim, that could be. But if we assume that an equation between Simcha on Yontif and Simcha on Purim, then it would make sense that just like on Yontif you have to be Koveh Asud Al HaPas, so too on Purim. Then he quotes a Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says that the Chiyuv of Achilas Pas on Yontif is only for the men, but it's not incumbent on the Noshim. The women don't have to be Koveh Asud Al HaPas on Yontif. So it means that according to the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, when we talk about being Koveh Asud Al HaPas on Yontif, we're not talking about Simcha, because women have the same Chiyuv of Simcha as men. It must be some other mitzvah. So what is the mitzvah that we have to fulfill to be Koveh Asud Al HaLechem? He says it's Kibud V'Oneg. Now, Kibud V'Oneg is a mitzvah Seh Shazman Groma, and women are exempt. The women are only Chayev in Simcha, because the Torah went out of its way to be mechayev women in Simcha. And the Pasuk says, Atov v'ishtecha, whatever it says in the Pasuk. So in any event, if you hold that Pas is a requirement of Simcha on Yontif, therefore it should apply ipso facto to Purim that has Simcha. But if on the other hand, Pas, as Rabbi Kivegi would have it, is not part of Simcha, it's a din of kibud va'oneg, so kibud va'oneg could apply in Shabbos and Yontif. There's no kibud va'oneg on Purim. There's the following: Nira dekeva de Shabbos kol achiyuv lechol pas eno mitam simcha l'mitam kibud va'oneg lekvoa suda alechem in ken yeshlom de gam biyontif. Whether, let's say, on Yontif, what do we have on Yontif? Do we have Kibud V'Oneg on Yontif, or we only have Simcha on Yontif? That's an interesting question. We have Kibud V'Oneg on Yontif as well, right? So what's the nature of the Chiv to be Koveh Asud Al HaPas on Yontif? He says, Yeshlomo de Gam V'Yontif, we don't have to be koveh suda because of simcha, but rather because of kibud v'oneg. In other words, we're going to borrow our paradigm case of being koveh suda alapas is going to be Shabbos. Mm-hmm. And that's because Shabbos has kibud v'oneg. Now we're going to say the Yom Tov also has kibud v'oneg. And therefore, because you want to fulfill the mitzvah kibud v'oneg, so on Yom Tov you have to be koveh suda alapas. But that chiyuv of being koveh suda alapas is not generated by simcha, but rather by kibud v'oneg. And the nafkamina is going to be isha, that a woman is obligated in kibud v'oneg. Just the opposite of that. The woman is obligated in simcha, but not in kibud v'oneg. So therefore, a woman could be mekayim in the midst of simcha and yontif with basar and yayin, or any other method of simcha. Mm-hmm. She doesn't necessarily have to be koveh suda lapas, because that's a chiyuv of kibud v'oneg. Mm-hmm. And Rabbi Kiveger at least understands that kibud v'oneg is a mitzvah seishas man groma, and it doesn't apply to nashim. But now this is all going to kick in for another nafkamin as far as Purim is concerned. Mm-hmm. Because Purim has simcha, but doesn't have kibud v'oneg.
Right.
It's just like we said, according to Rabbi Kiveger, that yontif has simcha, mm-hmm. and women are obligated in simcha, but the chiyuv of being koveh suda lapas is because of kibud v'oneg, and women don't have kibud v'oneg.
Right.
Hence, they don't have to be koveh suda lapas.
Right.
So to Purim, which has simcha but not kibud v'oneg, you don't have to be koveh suda lapas. So that would be the shita of the Magen Avraham.
Mind you, women are obligated in simcha.
Right. Women are obligated in simcha, but now he's claiming that the chiyuv of pas is not a subcategory of simcha, but rather it should be classified under kibud v'oneg. Mm-hmm. So women have simcha, they don't have kibud v'oneg. So they don't have to be koveh suda ala pas, because they don't have kibud v'oneg. Mm-hmm. They have simcha, so they can be mekayim simcha by eating basar and drinking wine without having to be koveh suda. Mm-hmm. And that could explain the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham holds that there's no chiyuv of being koveh suda on Purim, mm-hmm. because although Purim has simcha, it doesn't have kibud v'oneg. Now, how do we know that there's kibud v'oneg on Yontif? So that's a Rambam here in Hilchas Yontif, Perek Vav. He says, "K'shem she'er mitzvahs kibud lechvod Shabbos uli'anga kach kol yomim tovim she'nemar l'kdosh Hashem mechubar v'chol yomim tovim nemar bahen mikra kodesh." So the chiyuv of kibud v'oneg is based on kedusha sayom mikra kodesh, and the pasuk says l'kdosh Hashem mechubad, and yontif also is called mikra kodesh. So therefore, you have the chiyuv of simcha on yontif, but you don't have the chiyuv of kibud v'oneg on yontif if you're an isha. No, I'm sorry, just the other way around. What I'm saying is that kibud v'oneg both on Shabbos and yontif applies to the men but not to the women, and although the woman has simchas yontif, that's not enough to generate a chiyuv of being koveh suda lapas. Being koveh suda lapas is generated by kibud v'oneg, and they don't have kibud v'oneg. The Rambam also writes in Hilchas Yontif, shivas yimei pesach ushmonas yimei chag im shar yomim tovim kulo masurim behesbe v'tainis. So he doesn't mention kibud v'oneg here, because he's talking about simcha. Simcha and kibud v'oneg are two separate categories. Trei mili, chiyuv kibud v'oneg, v'chiyuv simcha. They're two separate entities. And the nafkamina is going to be where you have to be koveh suda lapas. You have to be koveh suda lapas midin kibud v'oneg, but not midin simcha. Mm-hmm. So if you have kibud v'oneg, you have chiyuv of being koveh suda lapas. If you only have simcha without kibud v'oneg, you don't have to be koveh suda lapas. And there are many different ways you could be mekayim simcha. And the nafkamina is that we have a twofold. Number one, nashim, and number two, purim. As far as nashim is concerned, they have simcha without kibud v'oneg. As far as Purim is concerned, Purim has simcha without kibud v'oneg. And if that be the case, then noshim are pturos from being koveh suda lapas on yontif. And on Purim, we're all exempt from being koveh suda lapas, because there is no kibud v'oneg on Purim. Hence we have the Magen Avraham Shita that there's no chiv to be koveh suda lapas when it comes to Yontif. And that's what he writes here. Kevan de'ein achilas pas toli besimcha, meaning it's not generated by simcha. Yesh lomim de'ein anoshim chayoves b'mitzvah achilas pas b'yontif. Right? Why? Because they don't have kibud v'yonik. And kibud v'yonik is a mitzvah seishas mayim grama. So it come out that if a woman would omit yalav v'yovo in Birkas HaMazon on Yontif, she would not repeat Birkas HaMazon, according to this Rebbe Kivik. Why? Because she doesn't have a chiv to be koveh suda l'pas.
Okay.
So let's just summarize. Harei desfiru lei the Rebbe Kiveger, d'achiv lechol pas b'yontiv, enu mishum simchas yontiv kim, migdin kibud v'yonik. Ulefi zen, nira da marshal, shehevi arash, d'chayv adam lechol pas b'yontiv, mishum simcha, shapir sover d'gam b'purim, kevin shu chayv b'simcha, chayv lechol pas. So now here's the machlokis between the marshal and the Magen Avraham. The Marshal understood, based on the Rosh, that Simcha generates a Chiyuv to be Koveh Suda L'Pas. Hence the Marshal says, if that's true on Yontif, that the Mitzvah of Simcha is Mechayev Suda L'Pas, so the same Halacha would apply to Purim, insofar as Purim also has a Chiyuv Simcha. Mm-hmm. Magen Avraham, on the other hand, accepts from Kiveger that Simcha does not generate a Chiyuv of Suda L'Pas, and the Suda L'Pas of Shabbos Yontif is Midin Kibud V'Yonek. Hence, in Purim, even though there's a Chiyuv Simcha, but there's no Chiyuv of Kibud V'Yonek, and therefore there's no Chiyuv to be Koveh Suda L'Pas. Okay, that's what we have here on this page. Let me just read the last few. V'Yesh Lomar Od, Dehine Beshut Marshal Shom Kosov the Chachomas Mechula Mishta Vesimcha the Purim Akra, Besof Perakam the Megillah, Shuki Yontif Mamish, Vidarshu Mikrola Yehudim Isa Ora Vesimcha, Simcha Zu Yontif. Simcha Zu Yontif, Tichsivis Hamachta Bechagecha. So Svile the Marshal, we see the Marshal holds that when the Gemara says Simcha Zu Yontif, it's referring to Simchas Purim, because the Pasuk says, La'yudu Moisa Ora, V'simcha. Al-Kain, the Pasuk says, Ha'yehudim Aprozim, Osim Es Yom Yudal, L'chodesh Adar, Simcha U'mishtev Yontif. So that would mean that there is Simcha on Purim, there is Simcha on Purim, just like there's Simcha on Yontif. But I don't get it. It says Simcha Zu Yontif, but they never accepted Purim as a Yontif. What does it mean that Purim? That's why I'm a little confused. What it means that Purim is a Yontif?
Well, it's partially in our pasuk, but La'yudim Hayta Orav Simcha V'Som Yikar.
Right, and La'yudim Hayta Orav Simcha. So the word Simcha means Yontif. But, I mean, is that true that they accepted upon the... What's he says here, Hahu kra, the Alkena Yudu Aprozim, Ksiv Kodim Kabbal. Ah. In other words, originally, I guess in the communications from Mordechai and Esther, they were meant to accept Purim as a Yontif. Al Bashas Kabbalah, Lo Ksiv Yontif. There are two psukim. I mean, you have to really have a Megillah open here, so maybe we'll get a chance later to open a Megillah. But apparently in one pasuk it says Yontif, and in another pasuk it omits Yontif. So the pasuk that omits Yontif is telling us that they never accepted Purim as a Yontif. Yeah, but I think Yontif here means Isur Malacha. That's what I think.
Uh-huh.
So the pasuk says, La Yehudim Aysa Orva Simcha, V'darshu Chazal, Simcha Zu Yontif. That was Kodem Kabbalah. Av B'shas Kabbalah, Lo Kiblu Alayhu Yontif. Because the Pasuk, B'shas Kabbalah, left out Yontif. Not sure where that Pasuk is. Let me just see at the bottom of that page, does he quote a Pasuk here? La'ihudim oisa or v'simcha and simcha zu yontif. So where is this Gemara? Sof perakam in the Megillah. Okay, fine. So that pasuk seems to indicate that Purim is a yontif. But there's another pasuk which I don't have right now in front of me. When the Jews accepted upon themselves, right? Kimu v'kivu aleihem. It says over there everything but yontif. And therefore, b'shas kabbal lo kibul alay yontif. So they never accepted it as a yontif.
Well, some of the mitzvot that we do would be a contradiction of yontif, like matnot levyonim and so maybe that, like, once you're already doing things that are again, like, you can't do on yontif, transactions, and maybe that already puzzles the whole idea of yontif.
Right. There's no isur malach on yontif on Purim, like there is on yontif, and basically. We never accepted Purim as a yontif. There's no isur malach on Purim.
Right.
But there's still a mitzvah of simcha on Purim. That's explicit in the Megillah.
Mm.
So it must be that simcha is not the simcha of a yontif. You know, there's simcha by yontif, and yontif generates simcha, and then there's a simcha which is not connected to yontif. A day of simcha without yontif. And that's Purim. Oh, so the question is, let's think out loud here. Would this be a nafkamina? If there's simcha b'toras yontif, so what would be... in other words, see, if there's simcha if there's simchas yontif, so to speak, on Purim, that Purim... As far as Simcha has the status of Yontif, then all the dinim that would apply in Yontif, all the requirements to fulfill Simcha would ipso facto apply on Purim. But if, on the other hand, there's no din of Yontif on Purim, and therefore the Simcha is not generated by Yontif, but rather a separate entity of Simcha, then we might have new rules and regulations. You understand what I mean? The dinim that apply to Simcha and Yontif and all the requirements thereof don't necessarily have to apply to Purim. Like, for example, it says with regard to Yontif that you have to invite other people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have to invite other people. You should invite the Aniyim and the Umlolim, the Yisomim and the Almonis and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have the same parallel locha in Purim. So when the Torah says v'samachta, so you're not allowed to just fill up your belly and say, well, all I care about is myself. You have to reach out to others and share simcha with them.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the simcha Purim, which is not a simcha of yontif, maybe that regulation doesn't apply.
Well, maybe it applies differently because we have matanot levyonim.
So when you're saying that matanot levyonim is part of simcha, is that what you mean? In other words, to make sure that the avyon is besim. I see, I hear. That's a good point. Right? Or if I give my tonus, what's it called? Mishlof Manos, that also brings simcha to him.
Right.
So it could be that what I said is wrong. Then I wanted to say that maybe Dafkan Yontif, you have a chiv to be misamech others, but not on Purim. But you're saying on the contrary, maybe Dafkan Purim, you have to be misamech others through my tonus avyon and Mishlof Manos. So let's see what the Rambam says about Simcha and Yontif, and then we'll see if we can compare and contrast the Simcha of Yontif to the Simcha of Purim. And again, as we said earlier, that we're not sure that Simcha generates pas, a chiyuv su'uda, right? It could be, just eat meat and drink wine and mat'amim and so forth and so on. You don't have to be koveh su'uda la pas. That would be the opinion of the Mogen Avraham. So the Ram writes in Perek Vav Milchus Yontif, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Shmonis Yimei HaChag, Im Shar Yomim Tovim. He doesn't tell you exactly what Shar Yomim Tovim means, but I guess he's talking about Chag HaTzeres. I don't know. Is Kulom Asur Behesvi V'Tainis, V'Chayav Onam Lios Behem Sameach V'Tov Leiv, Hu ubana v'ishto v'rei beisa v'chol anil v'meilov. Olov. Shenemar v'somachta b'chagecha, which means afal pisha simcha murakan hi karban shlomim yesh b'chal osa simcha l'smoach hu ubanu v'nei beso kol echa karoylo. Eitzan. Oh, this is a very famous Rambam. The Rambam says that in order to achieve simcha, there are different ways for different types of people. For example, it's very subjective. So ketanim, for example, they're young children. Mm-hmm. So you give them kloyos, egozim, mikdonos. How are you misamech the noshim? You should buy them begodim v'tachshitim. You buy them new clothing for yontif. You buy them jewelry. Kafima mono, again, depending upon how much money he has in the bank. So it means that according to the Rambam, there's sort of like a sliding scale here, or a relativity theory as to how to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha. And it's relative to the type of person, you know, the age bracket and so forth. Mm. Now in Hilchos Megillah, the Rambam writes, mitzvah yom yudalid lebnei akfarim v'ayoros, yom tesvav lebnei akrochim, liosom yom simcha umishte. Ketzad chova se'uda zu, she'ochal bosor v'yisaken se'uda na kifi asher timtze yodo, v'shose yayin. So it's interesting, with regard to yontif, the Rambam has this whole thing of chayav l'sameach kol echa karoylo, remember that relativity theory. Mm-hmm. But with regard to Purim, the Rambam omits that whole discussion. All the Rambam talks about is eating meat. And the Rambam has also a concept of one second, of Yisakin Suda Noah, Shoseyayin. I mean, these are the elements that the Rambam delineates with regard to the Mishnah of Purim, but he doesn't mention a word about this concept of being Mesameach Kol Echad Karoylo. And I think what this really indicates is that the mitzvah of Simcha and Purim is not the Simcha of Yontif. Because again, the Simcha of Yontif is Kol Echad Karoylo. So I have to buy for my wife Big Day Tzivonim or Tachshitin. That can be pretty expensive, three times a year. But anyway, you know, in your married life, can, then we have Simcha and Purim. Simcha and Purim, this whole discussion is completely omitted in the Rambam about buying women this and the children that and the men eating meat and all. The Rambam just completely deletes that. He Humdalegal calls it. So that would also indicate that last approach that we said, that there's a difference between Purim and Yontif, that in the case of Yontif's Machayev Simcha. In the case of Purim, Purim has its own mitzvah of Simcha.
Right, it's unique because it's. I mean, if we would get drunk on a Yontif like we get, you know, like we drink on Purim, then that would be considered a very, you know, bad thing.
Right, that would undermine the whole mitzvah of Simcha. Right.
But so we
so you see clearly that Simcha and Purim is a separate entity.
Right.
And what that might mean is that, let's say, even according to the Rosh, who says that on Yontif you have to be Koveh Suda, that doesn't, and that seems to be engendered by the mitzvah of Simcha, that doesn't necessarily have to be the same thing on Purim, that you have to be Koveh Suda. Because maybe the Simcha Purim is not through a Suda. Maybe the Simcha Purim is through Shtiyas Yayin, Achilas Basar, and things of that sort. Mm-hmm. Now when the Rambam talks about Simcha on Yontif, he says, Chayev Adam Lios Behem Sameach V'Tov Lev. And then he goes on to say about Kol Echad Karoylo. So that's important when we think about Chayev Adam Lios Behem Sameach V'Tov Lev. Now, he quotes here the Brisker Rav, who says that the Chiyuv Simcha Niyontif is not a Chiyuv of a Maisa Simcha, but rather, Leo Sameach V'Tov Lev. So in other words, when you eat meat on Yontif or drink wine, that's not really the chiyuv of Simcha. That's just a method of bringing you to Simcha. It's a method of bringing you to simcha. But what is simcha? Simcha means lios bahen sameach v'tov lev. So in other words, there may be points during the course of the day of Yontif where you are engaged in certain activities for the sake of simcha, but that doesn't mean that the simcha should be pinpointed just to those moments. And that's what he writes here, that chovas simcha b'chag lo avirak b'shas achilas gezayis basav shtis yayin. Don't mistakenly come to the conclusion that you fulfill your obligation as simcha because you ate a kezayis basar or you drank revius yayin. Ki im dechova simcha sachag hu chiv todir al kol shav v'shav bimei chag. Wow, you hear what he's saying? That every moment of the chag, you know, the 24 hours of the holiday, is a chiv simcha. Umasha omru ein simcha elo b'yayin v'ein simcha elo b'basar. Ah, in other words, here's the kasha. According to the Brisker Rav, if there's a 24/7 chiyuv of simcha on yontif, and you should always be in the state of sameach v'tov lev, so then what does it mean? Ein simcha lo v'basar v'yayin. But I think it's a means to an end. Let's see if he's going with that approach. Masha omru ein simcha lo v'yayin ve'ein simcha lo v'basar. Haynu mishum dehanach dvar mevi'im. Ah, excellent. That's just a conduit, that's just a means to an end to bring you to a state of simcha. Now the Rambam writes that afal pi shachila v'shesia b'mordos mechlal mitzaseh lo yehe odom ochel v'shosa kol yom kulo. Right, and then we have the halach of chetzil Hashem and chetzil Hachem. But basically what we're saying is if the mitzvah of simcha is to be sameach v'tov lev, so that doesn't limit itself to the maisa simcha of achilas basan shesias yayin. Because as we said before, the Brisker Rav says that this mitzvah of sameach v'tov lev encompasses the entire yontif. And it's not limited to the shas achila. So when we say ein simcha lo b'basar v'yayin, what do we mean by that? Haynu mishum dahach dvar mevi'im lidei simchas halev asher chovas hatodir. I'm not sure if I understand what he's saying. There's a paradox here, because on the one hand we're saying that the simcha encompasses the entire day. On the other hand we're saying ein simcha lo b'basar. So the kosva shlishi, so to speak, the reconciliation is to say that ein simcha lo basar means that basar is a necessary component in order to bring a person to the state of simchas halev. But chovas atadir, but the chov of simchas halev is 24/7 for the whole yontif from beginning to the end. So don't confuse and equate simcha yontif with achilas Basar and Shesias Yayin. There are a whole bunch of activities, and basically your entire day is preoccupied with Simcha, is focused on Simcha. But Ein Simcha B'Basar means that the Basar is meant as a way of getting to Simcha, of achieving Simcha. You know, people are asking today, you know, they're in many countries in the West, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, they're legalizing marijuana.
Right.
I don't know, in Australia, did they do that?
I don't know yet.
It's probably going to get there too.
Yeah,
in Canada, I think they did it already.
Yeah, it's legal in Canada and Holland as well.
In Holland. And there are, I think there's one or two states in America, I think, at least. So somebody asked me, can you achieve Simchas Yontif instead of eating meat on Yontif, just smoking marijuana or eating marijuana and cookies? Okay. So I didn't know what to answer. I thought it was a pretty intelligent question. The thing is like this: if you eat basar, I don't think you lose your focus. You know, you can still concentrate on simcha, but maybe in the case of marijuana, it makes you so deranged. Mm. Like you said before, we drink on Purim till we get drunk. But on Yontif, that wouldn't be appropriate. So in the context of that discussion about Simchas Yontif, I don't know, maybe marijuana would be like getting drunk. But you could ask me on Purim, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe on Purim the question would be even more intelligent, because there it's Adelo Yoda.
Right.
But I don't know if marijuana would get you to the state of Adelo Yoda. I don't know.
It really got to Adelo Yoda, but it's a question whether you need to get Adelo Yada from wine or from anything.
Right, right. If it's from wine, Dafka, then none of these drugs would be appropriate.
Yeah.
All right. So in any event, so what he's saying is that Basav Yayin is only a means to an end, but the ultimate Chiyuv is a constant Chiyuv, continuous throughout the entire Yontif, of Lios Ben Sameach V'Tov Le. In fact, the Rambam goes on and says that it's not enough just to eat and drink. You know, you have to also share it with others, and the Aniyim and the Yesomim and so forth and so on. So this is all based on a Gemara in Beitza, and it also appears in Pesachim, about Chetzia Lachem and Chetzia Lashem. So I call Modim, so in Yontif, well, forget about Atzeres, but I'm saying on Yontif itself, we have Machlokas, but we accept the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, Chalkeu Chetzil Achilo, Shsia Chetzil Beis HaMedrash, so it means Chetzil Achem and Chetzil Hashem. So, for example, a person on Yontif would have to be involved in Torah study, which would be the Chetzil Hashem, but at the same time, it's Chetzil Achem, and he has to have Achila and Shasir. Okay. Now, what does this have to do with Purim? Let's see if we can like juggle this all together and then be malbish it onto Purim. Mm-hmm. So he starts here with the Shagasariya. Mitzvah Seishal Simcha is knowing b'chol minei simcha, smachos. In other words, even though the Gemara says in Pesachim that ain simcha el b'basar, that's referring to the time the Beis HaMikdash stood, and the basar here is the basar of Shlomim. So the mitzvah of simcha on any of the three regalim is not a simcha that's pinpointed and concentrated in one particular action, but it's rather a simcha klolis, he calls it, simcha klalit, Shemachuyiv l'smach b'yontif b'chol mini simcha, any type of simcha, sheyecholet b'yad l'smach, that has the ability to bring you to a state of simcha. So it's not like other mitzvahs which are shovel chol adam, but simcha on the other hand is subjective. You know, kol adam adam mechuyiv l'smach kifi yecholto, kifi ashro. There are very different, there are a whole bunch of different variables that come into play as far as what your simcha might be like. Mm. Whether it's your ability to spend a lot of money and therefore enhance your simcha, whether it's the ability to create a beautiful suit or whatever it might be. Mm. We spoke about anoshim with basar yayin, anoshim begadim tzivonim tachshitim. And Ketanim is going to be give out candies to the Ketanim. So that's all as far as Simcha is concerned on Yontif. That the Simcha on Yontif is multifaceted and very relative. And in the Beis HaMikdash time, the Simcha was by eating Basar Shlomim. But once again, the Basar Shlomim and any Achila is a pleasure that's meant to bring you to the state of Simcha. So at the time of Beis HaMikdash, maybe there was an absolute requirement of Achilas Basar Shlomim. But today, in our time, we don't have Basar Shlomim, so we have a general mitzvah of Simcha, and Kol Minei Simcha. So it's not like, again, like any classic mitzvah in the Torah, Tariq Mitzvahs, where it's standard, the requirement is the same for you and I. Here, in the case of Simcha, the requirement shifts and changes from you to me based on a whole bunch of a slew of variables. So it's not a Simcha that shovel chol adam, but rather chol adam the adam mechuyiv l'smach kifi yecholto kifi rav ashro, and it's a kiyum of Simcha which is subjective, as we said, it's relative. Kol odem mechuyv l'smach kefi yecheltu kefi osho. Fine. Anoshim b'roi lehem, noshim b'roi lehem ketanim. And the Rambam repeats this in Sefer HaMitzvahs. So it comes out the following, that the chova of simcha on Yontif, let's go back to Yontif for a second, is not a Maisa simcha per se. The Maisa simcha is a way of bringing you to simcha, but the essence of the mitzvah, the chiyuv and the kiyuv of the mitzvah is l'smach, l'yol sameach v'tov lev, and that applies, says the Brisker Rabbi Chol Shah Shah. You finish one simcha, you go on to another simcha. You know, if the children, let's say, play Monopoly, then they play Risk, or whatever the different games are. I don't know. I don't know what you should do with the kids on Purim, on Yom Tov. So he says, but the chiyuv is lios bahem sameach v'tov lev b'chol shah v'shah. Okay, that's on Yom Tov. And therefore on Yom Tov, you have to make sure that each person gets his flavor of simcha. It's relative. And the Rama has all these categories. And there's also an element of subjectivity. Kefi yecholto, kefi rov ashro. How much money he has to spend on simcha. That's as far as Yom Tov is concerned. Oh, now what about Purim? So we suggested before that Simcha on Purim is a separate entity. It's not Yom Tov. The people of Israel never accepted upon themselves Purim as a Yom Tov. So they accepted the mitzvah of Simcha without being a Yom Tov. Oh, so there's a chiyuv Simcha independent of Yom Tov on Purim. He says, "Near the chovas Simcha b'Purim lo havi kamo chovas Simcha b'Yom Tov." We shouldn't equate the chiyuv Simcha on Purim with the chiyuv Simcha on Yom Tov. The havi chiyuv tadir al kol shav v'shav mimeachag. We said that the Simcha on Yom Tov encompasses the whole day, but b'Purim chovas Simcha. Eino ela chiv maisa simcha, shel achilas basar ushesias yain. Aval eino love, chiv lios besimcha bechal sha usha miyom apur. Wow. So he's setting up simcha in a whole different way. It's essentially a different cheft of simcha on Purim than it is on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, it's lios bem sameach v'tov lev, and that encompasses all 24 hours, the entire week of Yom Tov. But in the case of Purim, the chiyuv is on a maisa simcha of achilas basar and shesias yayin. V'ein alav chiyuv lios besimcha b'chol shav v'shav miyom haPurim. Umishim Hachi writes, Nami, lo kosav haramav de bepurim ikur din chalkehu chetzil achilo, chetz beisam medrash. Ah. So with regard to Yom Tov, when we say there's a mitzvah simcha, we split up the day into two, chetzil Hashem, chetzil Hashem, lachem. But in Purim, the Rambam doesn't have this concept of chetzil lachem and chetzil Hashem, because again, the simcha Purim is a different kinds of simcha. On Yom Tov, where the simcha encompasses the whole day, it's tadir kol hayom. Then you have to figure out how to schedule your day, how to orchestrate your day and organize it. But on Purim, it's a chiyuv of simcha, and he says it's a chiyuv of maisa simcha, of achilas basan shesias yain. Now he quotes the Gemara Daf Zayin Amid Beis and Masechta Megillah of Ashi Avi Yosef Kamid Rav Kahana. V'lo asur abonot. In other words, Rav Kahana was saying the shir, and only Rav Ashi showed up. So Rav Kahana turns to Rav Ashi, and he says, "I time v'lo asur abonot. Where are the rabbis? Where are the students?" Dilma teride besudas purim. So he answered, "Maybe they're busy with sudas purim." Amale v'lo havi efshel lemechli biurta. Why couldn't they eat the Sudas Purim last night so they could come to my Shia today on Purim? And then he answers that, in the name of Rava, that there's no such thing as a Sudas Purim by night. It has to be by day. Hare Mavur. We see clearly That's why the Talmidim didn't show up. They were busy with the Suda. Otherwise, the Tridei B'Sudas Purim would not have been a mitigating factor to explain and justify why they weren't there to hear the Shia. They have a Chiyuv of Chetzi L'Hashem. That they could have eaten the Suda by day. I just mean one more word here. V'shuv lo boi lechol midei bayo. Ah, that's interesting. He's saying that they could have eaten the Suda at night, and they wouldn't have to eat the Suda by day. With that wouldn't apply to Yontif, because on Yontif, the mitzvah simcha applies by night and by day. So if you'd eat a sudas yontif at night, that would not cover you for the day. Is bal korchenu the mitzvah simchas purim lo havi chiv todir al kol ayom velekedin chalkeu chetzi lachilu vechetzi lebeis hamedrash al chiv simcha shaz achas bepurim. So there's one moment in which he has to be besimcha on Purim. And therefore, if they were tarud in Sudas Purim, then they don't have a chiyuv of Chetzil Hashem to come to the Beis Medrash. So if this be the case, Osi Shapir, now we can understand, Masharavam lo kosa bepurim chayuv ki im l'sameach that whole piece does not appear in Yontif. It doesn't appear in Purim, it only appears in Yontif. Why? Mishum didafka b'simchas Yontif, the chiyuv olios kol shah v'shah, sameach v'tov lev, yizein ha-mitzvah shah v'chol adam kishar mitzvah sal kol echad b'roilo. V'mitzvah simchas b'purim, simchas purim, the chiyuv of ma'isa simcha is mitzvah l'smoach pam achas bepurim v'achilas basish siyasayim kein havi kechol ma'isa mitzvah sheshava l'chol nefesh u'bekulo mitzvah v'basav v'yayin v'yayin simcha l'v'basav v'yayin. So as far as Purim is concerned, we can objectify the mitzvah of simcha because it's only a ma'isa simcha. And just like any other ma'isa mitzvah is objective, so too simchas Purim, it's basav v'yayin. Masha'en came the case of a simcha of the simcha yod that's koleles, incorporates kol shavishah the entire day, the yeshal liyos sameach v'tov lev, that's subjective, and every person has a simcha karoilo. And if that be the case, that the chovas simcha and purim is nothing more, it exhausts itself in a chiv maisa simcha, one time you have to eat basar and yayin. This, I think, is going to lead up to the Magen Avraham. Let's see if I'm right. Yesh lomer de'af agav de'mevur b'rosh b'perek zayin de'brochus v'yontif chayev lechol pas midin simcha zerak b'yontif de'chayev liel samech v'tov lev tamid v'chalkeu chetzi l'achila chetzi l'ashem k'lishna rosh chayev onam lechol pas b'yontif mishum simcha de'chalkeu chetzi l'achila v'chetzi l'ashem. The ikra achila hu lechem. Ah, this is the Rosh Hashita that, you know, you talk about achila, you're talking about an achilas lechem. Ulam besimcha spurim the chiyuv o maisa simcha leka chiyuv lechel pas. Why? Let's just understand this, because we're not talking about achila. Ah, that's it. No, it's the Iker in Purim is not the Achila per se, but rather the Simcha. In the case of Yontif, the Yontif generates a Chiyuv Achila, and that's called Chelkeu Chetzil Achila. And Achila means Pas. The Iker Achila is on Pas. But in Yontif, on Purim, excuse me, where there's no Chiyuv Simcha that's all-encompassing, and therefore there's no Chiyuv Achila per se, there are many methods of achieving the simcha, is therefore, if there's no maisa simcha, then you don't have a chiv to be kovei suda lapas. When is a chiv maisa simcha? When is a chiv of lios behen sameach v'tov lev, which is tamid, then there's a separate mitzvah achila, and achila requires pas. But in the case of Purim, where simcha is limited to a maisa simcha, so a maisa simcha doesn't require achilas pas. So even though the Rosh identifies the chiyuv of achilas pas with simcha, and therefore on yontif you're required to be koveya suda la pas, nevertheless, that is because yontif generates a chiyuv achila, and an ikar achila is lechem, is pas. But in Purim, it's not a chiyuv achila per se, and therefore there's no chiyuv pas, and he's talking about the Magen Avraham, is therefore, ain't simcha lo bebas of a yayin, and you're going to accomplish the simcha at that moment when you eat meat or when you drink wine. So now we understand why it is that on yontif you have a chiv to be koveh suda lapas, but not on Purim. Ubazei anicha the pasuk of Rambam perek beis milchus brachos loch yigimel v'chein b'chol shomav v'chanukah v'purim shachach v'lo hizkir ha'inyan b'birkas hamazon eino chozer. So there's a contrast here between yontif and chol hamoed. In the case of chol hamoed, just like in Chanukah and Purim, if you forget and you forget the Azkara, is Eino Chozer. And L'chora, this is a bit strange, because why is it on Yontif, if you make a mistake, you're Chozer, because you can't get away on Yontif without eating Pas, and that's the nature of the Chi of Simcha. So why is it that in the case of Chol HaMoed, if you omit Yal V'Yavo, you don't have to repeat Pirkas HaMazon? L'chor, the halacha of Yontif and Simcha applies equally to Yontif and to Chol HaMoed. Ulam Lamavur B'das HaRam De Simchas Purim Lo Havi Mitoras Yontif V'Ein Chiyuv Rak Maisa Simcha De Basav Yayin V'Ein Alav Chiyuv Pas L'chach Shapir Pasuka Ram Dim Shochach Al Hanisim Eino Chozer. So again, the bottom line here is, if we summarize it, that on Purim the Chiyuv of Simcha is a Maisa Simcha Basav V'Yayin. It's not a Chiyuv of being Koveh Sudal Pas like it is on Yont. Now the last paragraph here, Umeyata Nira Diye Shlomer Diye Sod Pluktas Amar Shal. Oh, let's get back to the Marshal and the Magen Avraham. The Marshal says if you leave out Al Anisim in benching on Purim, you have to repeat benching. And the Magen Avraham says no. A Marshal Svirulei Din Simchas Purim Avim Din Simchas Yontif. In the Marshal's perspective, you identify the Simcha of Purim with the Simcha of Yontif. Mishum Hachi is Keva the Isle Purim Torah Yontif Legabi Simcha. Is therefore you need to be kovea ala pas. And therefore, if you left out ala nisim, you have to repeat it. All this is because the Marshal accepts the equation between Simchas Purim and Simchas Yontif. And just like Simchas Yontif requires being kovea sud ala pas, so too the Sudas Purim require you be kovea sud ala pas. Hence the Marshal equates Simchas Purim with Simchas Yontif. Dikamol b'yontif chayav lechol pas midin simcha k'mochein b'purim chayav lechol pas midin simcha. And therefore, not only does the Marshal require to be koveh sudal pas on Purim, but he also says if you left out al anisim, you'd have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. Ulam HaMagen Avraham Sover, Divipurim Lo Choshev Yontif. Purim is not Yontif. They never accepted Purim as a Yontif. Simcha therefore emerges as a separate entity, not the Simcha of of Yontif, but the Simcha of Purim. And it's radically different than the Simcha of Yontif. In the Simcha of Yontif, there's a mitzvah sachila, and there's a structure in which you give Simcha Karoilo, he gets this, he gets that, they get this, they get that. All that is inapplicable to Purim, and therefore in Purim, where there's no separate mitzvah sachila, but rather you have a chiyuv of Simcha, which means Ein Simcha L'Bosar V'Yayin, is that, that's not Pas. Pas is nowhere obligatory, no way obligatory on Purim, because we're not talking about Simchas Yontif. Simchas Yontif is one thing, and Simchas Purim is something entirely different. U'lekach enu chayv lechol Pas, v'yim shachach, alanisim eno chozer. So why does the Magen Avraham hold an imshach al anisim eno chozer? Because you're not chayv to eat pas on Purim. Why don't you have a chiv to eat pas on Purim? And the answer is because the chiv of achilas pas is more appropriate for simchas yontiv, where there's a mitzvah achila, but it is inapplicable to Purim, where there's no mitzvah achila. There's just a mitzvah of simcha. And how do you fulfill that mitzvah of simcha? The answer is that you drink wine and you eat basar.